This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Vice President Kamala Harris drew contrast between her and former President Donald Trump on Tuesday as her first rally as a U.S. presidential candidate.
Before I was elected vice president, before I was elected United States Senator, I was elected Attorney General of the state of California, and I was a courtroom prosecutor before then. And in those roles, I took on perpetrators of all kinds.
Harris painted Trump as someone found guilty of fraud, liable for sexual abuse, and someone who conjures chaos, fear, and hate from an event hall in suburban Milwaukee, a city in the swing state of Wisconsin. The top two members of the Democratic Party in the U.S. Congress announced on Tuesday they are now backing Vice President Kamala Harris for the party's presidential nomination. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
We are here today to throw our support behind Vice President Kamala Harris.
Senate Chief Chuck Schumer says President Biden's selfless move to leave the race allowed Democrats to rally around another candidate.
Boy, oh boy, are we enthusiastic.
Schumer spoke alongside top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries.
She is ready, she is willing, she is able to energetically and emphatically lead America.
Harris already has backing from well more than the nearly 2,000 delegates needed to win the nomination, based on an AP tally. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Protesters against the Gaza war on Tuesday staged a sit-in at a U.S. congressional office building ahead of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's address to Congress, and Capitol Police have made multiple arrests. Netanyahu arrived on Monday for a visit that includes meetings with President Biden and a Wednesday speech before Congress.